Oh, now, talk about kissing ass. What's going on back here?
Hey, hey, you guys. Hey, you. But it's Joe Rocket, yeah, the sales guy.
This party's not for guys.
No, it's not for guys.
Out of here.
Ann's great.
Let the ladies in here and enjoy this.
Except for Big Gum Jim. He can hang around. He's been here all day.
This festive party.
All right, another volunteer?
I want her to sit on someone's lap.
Oh, you want her to sit on someone's lap.
All right,
okay.
She's sitting on someone's lap.
Uh-oh. Oh, now.
Oh, my.
Oh, golly.
Oh, dear.
Oh, mommy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh. Oh, my. Painting by the numbers.
Oh, good golly, Miss Marley.
Oh,
man.
Boy. I tell you, that's a videotape you want to bring to the next family gathering, huh? That's what you're pointing. Boy, those handy cams are handy, aren't they?
Well, you're taking a video of her butt.
Yes, I am, and I'm going to watch it later.
Oh, God.
Let's let this party go on.
All right, we got to get out of here.
We got to do a quick break. Are y'all having a good time? This is a good party now? Oh, yes.
All right.
We're glad you're enjoying it. What, 23?
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, just pat me on the back.
A pat on the back.
We've got to do a quick break. We will come right back to the party. Oh, Stacy from our sales staff.
Hi, Don.
Is that a new do you have, Stacy?
Oh, you know, I did it for the girls.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh.
Heart.
Beautiful.
Is it the life something you've contemplated at all, perhaps?
I thought about it, but I like Tom, Dick, and Harry too much.
Stacy. Nasty.
Nasty,
hey,
Stacy.
Look at that dime I got, Stacy. Look at that. Hey, now. We'll be back in a moment with something. I don't know. Here's a commercial.
A Don and Mike show.
Paul Turner coming out.
I learned it for years from a distance. Okay. All right, enough. Enough, enough, enough. The Hellcats of the Airwaves. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This is a gratifying telephone call. Hello, Ray.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys videoing this?
No, we're not.
You gotta market this, man. This is the sexiest radio show I've ever heard in my life.
There you go. That's better, a positive affirmation.
Man, it's better than nothing.
Yes, it's better than anything. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray. Ray, man, enjoying the program today.
We're going to meet more of the gals that we haven't had a chance to meet yet. And while these gals are here in our studio, more of them are back in the party room.
Yes, someone,
as you can hear, they're still enjoying the party back there.
I think it was number 38. Were you mentioning to me that the show was actually just starting to get good right when we called you guys back here?
You're missing it. You're missing it. It's wonderful. These girls are beautiful.
What are they doing right now?
Oh, God. They got out the flavored lotion, and they're just all over
my
the floor.
God.
And I can't believe, I haven't talked to you guys yet either, but I couldn't miss this.
Oh, well, come back to our studio. What's your number?
52.
Come down here right now.
Come back here, number 52.
You can't get me.
All right, that's the doings at the party.
All right.
And now here's more of the gals that we didn't get a chance. And look at number 38, draping that D-I-L-D-O over her shoulder.
Is that one of the party favors that was supplied today? And I guess you're taking that home with you.
I have a friend who would be quite interested in it.
Like the way that Harrison Ford used to put his whip around his shoulder in the Indiana Jones movie.
Yes, you look very comfortable. Will you be transporting it in a paper bag, or will you be carrying it that way on your way home?
No, I'll be carrying it like this to my car.
Oh, wow.
Now, 38, are you with 39?
No, I'm not. I'm here to pick up some butch woman.
Oh.
I don't see any, though, because there's a lot of emphasis here on femmes, I noticed. You got us this really girly strippers.
Now, she's going with that lesbian talk right now, the lingo. Right.
Well, now, you don't appear to be real butch, 39.
No. I'm a femme seeking a butch.
So you're looking for butch.
Yeah.
Looking for butch.
Did we talk about that on our
I don't know.
No, is that how we delineate? We delineate between femme and butch?
Well, not always.
Mm-hmm.
But some lesbians are, you know, into the role play.
Boy, I like you, 39. 39 looks like she could be like a TV anchor, don't you think?
What? It's funny you say that, Don, because I am on television. I host a TV show called the Gay News Network. Plug.
The GNN.
That would account for your comfort with the microphone.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tell. Yeah.
So, 39. Let me see. When did you first know?
When you know, it's funny. I was 27 after lots of good luck with men, really wonderful dating experiences with men. Engaged once, broke off the engagement. Poor guys, but just sort of had a moment of enlightenment and haven't been the same since.
And then once you came out, you were out.
Right? I'm really out. I'm so out. I'm on TV saying hi. I'm a dyke. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's your dream date there? 39.
Ooh, maybe Ellen DeGeneres, but of course I'm not interested in women who have girlfriends already. So you know, I wouldn't go there exactly.
So I guess that's the answer you would do with Ellen.
Oh, absolutely. I heard earlier. Absolutely.
Right.
She's adorable.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I like 39.
39.
Thanks. I like you guys.
We perhaps get 39 back here for a whole show of
that
our own.
That would be great. Uh-huh. Thanks so much.
And now let's meet 38, who has the dildo draped over her shoulder.
How you doing?
And a very impressive batch of keys that you're wearing, biker style, on your hip.
Butch thing for you.
Hello, 38. Yes, that's kind of Butch.
Now, would that be kind of Butch? 39, would 38 be Butch or femme?
Ooh. I consider myself a soft Butch.
She's on the edge. Yeah,
soft
I don't know.
She's Butch.
Kind of in the
middle. Soft
She's on the
Butch.
Fence.
Soft yes. Butch, that's fantastic. It sounds like something Elvis used to drink.
That's what Elvis used to call chocolate milk, right? His Butch.
Yeah, I want my chocolate Butch.
Where's my Butch? My Butch, not my Bush.
Mm-hmm.
38. Yes. 38, when did you first know it?
About a year ago. I fell in love with my best friend.
Oh, brand new. Recent convert, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When did you have your first experience?
A few months ago.
Oh, so you're really new.
Nice. Yes.
You're a rookie.
Yes.
Who's your dream? Your dream lesbian date?
Gina Gershon.
Who?
Gina Gershon.
Who's that? Should I know?
From Showgirls.
Oh, you're the second one to mention her.
That's incredible.
Second person to mention her. And would you do Ellen?
Probably not.
Not your type?
Not my type. I'm not into blondes.
Mm-hmm. You seem very comfortable, even though you're just out, you seem very comfortable with the with the life.
Well, I've had a lot of support from my friends.
Mm-hmm. So. Are you chewing gum 38?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, can I have the gum? Sorry, can I have the gum, please?
There's no gum chewing yet. No
gum
chewing.
I have a rule on this show. I think I'm safe eating gum from a lesbian, right?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Cinnamon, isn't it? Sorry, it was a while ago. Let's meet... What?
There you go.
Let's meet 26.
All right, 26.
Hi, 26.
Hello there, 26. You're hesitating to step up to the mic. Are you terrified of the microphone?
Amazon woman. A big one. Basketball player type.
How tall are you, 26?
5'12".
5'12"? 6 feet, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi, 26.
Hi.
When did you first know?
When I was 20...
Something?
Three.
Three.
I think.
Right. Your first experience?
Was with my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Who's your dream date?
I would have to say Helen Hunt.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
There you go.
Me too.
Boy, you're more excited than the woman that mentioned Terry Garr before.
Oh, no, screw her. And would you do Ellen 26?
I don't think so.
All right.
Two each is
cute.
I think Ellen right now running about 50-50 with the group that we have here today.
Let's meet 20. I want to get as many of you gals in this break as I can. Thank you, 26. Here's 29. Now, 29, you're with 28. Are you guys a couple?
Yeah,
No, we are not.
Don't hesitate to get back to the show, ladies. We understand. That's right.
Oh, bye. Bye, Dildo lady.
Okay, well, this is cool. Wait, 28 is handing me something here. This is the rainbow thing?
Yes, it is.
And this is what you're, like, you put on the back of your car window or something like that?
For Frida.
It's for Frida.
Or whoever.
Okay.
Laura.
I was going to put it on the back of my car.
Now, 28 and 29, you're not together.
No.
You are not together. 28 was the one who, back during the show, was the most uptight. She was asking me if I was turned on, and she was crossing herself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bridget, Catholic girl.
Good Catholic girl. There you go. A lot of Catholics right now going, oh, my God.
So you're not together. 28, I'll ask you first. When did you first know?
I think I've always known.
Always known. Mm-hmm. First experience?
19.
Dream date?
Jane Seymour, Julia Roberts.
Would you do Ellen?
Oh, I see. We got an ooh from Jane Seymour. Ooh.
Oh, Dr. Quinn.
Zoe.
And 29, how about you? When did you know?
I've probably always known.
But when did you know for sure?
When she saw me.
No. Oh, 28?
Oh!
Keep it in your pants, 28. 29, when was your first experience?
When I was in 8th grade, 13, 14.
Oh, ay-yi-yi.
Oh, my.
Sorry, I broke your 16 rule.
A dream date?
It was Helen Hunt, but Sandy said that. Sorry.
Okay, 26 said that. We're leaving the names out of it. You can want Helen Hunt.
I would have to say 29, Blaine. She would have to.
Would you do Ellen 29?
Sure.
Sure.
All right, that's another good one.
Free country, why not?
You know, I wish you were keeping tabs on this Ellen vote here, because then we could, you know, release the results at the end of this.
Thank you, gals. Now, here comes a lipstick lesbian.
Go back to the show. Enjoy yourselves.
Hello, hi, 19. Oh, I remember you from the show. 19 is one of the dime girls, Mike.
Yeah, and you would be a femme lesbian, right?
I am what I would describe a lipstick lesbian.
A lipstick lesbian.
I had it right.
Femme fatale. Yeah.
Femme fatale, right.
When did you first know?
Well, I had the inkling probably when I was about 17, but I really, my first experience was 27.
Had that itch and you waited 10 years to scratch it.
Did. My husband was instrumental in bringing me out.
Oh.
He's a lesbian lover. He loves that I'm a lesbian.
Well, who doesn't?
All right.
What was your first experience?
2 years ago, 27.
Dream date?
Well, that's tough. Demi.
Demi Moore?
Yes.
She will be on the episode
Madonna.
Tonight. Right.
Also, I like Robin Wright.
Who's that?
Forrest Gump. Run, Forrest, run!
Oh, my Jenny.
Oh, sure.
I'm not a smart man.
I'm not. Hello, Jenny.
And would you do Ellen?
No. I like fellow lipstick lesbians or soft butches.
Okay, butch.
There's a little shout out to all your soft butches right. out there.
Soft butch. I just love that term. I don't know why I like that term. I just love it.
Nice meeting you, 19.
Right.
Is that an engagement ring you're wearing?
No, I'm married.
Oh, you're married.
Are you currently married?
I am currently married.
And you're bi.
Well, yeah.
All right, and you're.
Well, yeah. I'm a married lesbian.
What?
Hey, I got you.
You're a married and your husband.
I'm a married lesbian because you have to realize this has been latent inside of me.
All right. Well, wait a minute. Wait. Your husband is comfortable with you in the life.
My husband would love it so much if I found a woman and she came to reside with us forever and ever.
Okay.
What man wouldn't?
Like Andy Gibb and his wife.
Andy Gibb is dead.
Andy. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. Welcome to the century. Andy Gibb. Buzz, isn't Andy Gibb dead?
That's what killed him, I think. No, I'm not sure. Which one is it? Is it
Andy Gibb?
Yeah,
is the youngest one.
Maurice? Okay,
Andy.
I'm sorry.
Andy
Maurice Gibb.
Maurice Gibb.
Maurice Gibb.
And they all three live in the same house.
So like three married people together.
Well, it's kind of them and, you know, her and it's kind of, yeah.
And their dad, Joe Gibbs, and their mom, Marla. Nice meeting you, 19.
Thanks.
Right. Thank you.
And Uncle Jed and Ellie Mae and everybody's there.
All right, now here's 51.
Hi, 51.
Now, are you here with... Oh, here you go. Here's a loving parent.
And here is 50.
50 and 51. Now, 50, were you jealous that 51 had some of the naughty girls sitting on her lap during that show?
No, I wasn't jealous. She's got a birthday coming up.
What was going through your mind when that was happening? Because you had facial expressions that covered the whole gamut, and I wasn't sure exactly how to read them. How were you feeling when that show was going on?
I was, for some strange reason, thinking about my mother back in Arkansas. I wish she knew what I was doing.
Okay, so you're a little uncomfortable with it.
I will give you the chance to call your mother later during the show
I'd love to call. Oh, yes.
Would you really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic. You know, I will put that offer out to any of our gals that want to call someone in their family to tell them that they're out.
We'll pick up the tab for the call, absolutely.
Well,
you can call and reiterate it.
Okay. What you've been doing. Yeah.
And 51, how are you?
I'm fine.
Both of you gals together, how did you each know when you were lesbians?
13. She seduced me away from my husband when I was 31.
Oh, you homewrecker.
Oh,
you
my
hussy.
God.
Dream date, girls? 50, 51?
Jodie. The new news babe on Channel 7, Carol Costello.
Carol Costello.
Hot, yeah.
Oh, I like Carol
babe.
Costello.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot. And would you do Ellen?
Yes. If she paid for dinner in the hotel.
Oh. Thank you, girls.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next, time for just a few more, please.
All right.
And this is number 41, wearing overalls. Hi, 41.
Hello.
Hi, you're like a country-fied lesbian.
No.
Well, I just like the overalls, that's all.
You know, you look like you can get in the, tie-dye Jerry Garcia kind of hippie country-fied lesbian, right?
Yeah.
You're a little nervous? You a little nervous, 41?
I'm a little bit nervous.
Don't be so nervous. Let me have your gum, please. Now, 41, how old did you know? How old were you when you knew?
I was in high school. I fell in love with my best friend.
Uh-huh. And your dream date?
Is Drew Barrymore.
Ah.
Yuck.
Oh, there's the hippie thing, though. There you go.
Does she look dirty to you, like unwashed?
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she really looks like she could use a bath, don't you think? No?
You could give her a bath. Would you do Ellen, 41?
I think she's a little bit old for me, so I'd have to.
All right, you pass on that one.
Very good.
You having a good time at the party?
It's all right. I didn't like the stripper thing. I don't know.
You know, there were some lesbians that really got into the stripper thing. There were some lesbians.
We had a party outside.
Yeah, you were one of the contingent
outside. We went outside.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and our two dykes. You were outside, right?
Yeah, they were outside.
The gals with the two dykes.
Have they wrapped up that show yet? Have you?
We had a gardening club meeting.
They have a gardening club meeting. Thank you. Nice meeting you, 41. Let's get two more gals on here. And your number is 30.
Yes.
Number 30. Oh, yes. You're like a
lipstick lesbian.
Lipstick lesbian.
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm bisexual.
Oh, bye. Good for you. And you shave your armpits. Excellent.
Way to go.
That's very nice.
I shave everything.
Okay.
Oh, when, my, oh, my.
When did you first know 30?
I think I've always known. Ever since I was able to dilly-dally.
Oh, dilly. Oh, dillying.
Wow.
Your dream date?
Demi Moore, and then the two girls from Night Calls on Playboy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And would you do Ellen?
No.
Okay.
All right, not your type.
Good man.
Okay.
I like that crushed velvet dress that you're wearing.
Yes, a classic lipstick lesbian. Don't make offers like that in this studio. We'll take you up on it all the way.
And here you go. Very radical, number 52.
Mm-hmm. Radical.
Now, weren't you complaining? Oh, I guess no, you weren't complaining about the show. You were one of the dime girls.
I was the one you did. You pulled me away. Rob, he made me leave.
My apologies, 52.
Yeah, they were beautiful, too.
I'm very sorry I pulled you away. You having a good time today,
52? I'm having a wonderful time.
When did you first know?
I first went to a class reunion with my husband, and his best friend was this gorgeous blonde, and I started fantasizing from there on out. And then my best friend and I just were watching a movie one day. I stopped it, and she said, "Why did you do that?" And I said, "Because what I see on TV is what I want to do to you." And she said, "Let's go."
You know, I haven't asked this question yet, but I wanted to ask you because a couple of people said the same things. How's your husband doing?
They will be getting married next Valentine's Day.
Oh, they are? Your girlfriend and him?
She is no longer my girlfriend, and he is no longer my husband.
So you don't keep in touch at all, huh?
No.
Okay.
Who's your dream date?
Janine.
Oh, another one, Showgirls?
No, Janine is in the videos from...
Janine?
Not Janine from Larry Sanders.
Not Janine Garofalo.
No, Janine from... she does Vivid... com video.
Oh, you mean like a porn star?
Yeah.
She's all right.
Tall and blonde Janine. And gorgeous. So.
Good man. Would you do Ellen?
Maybe if I had a little bit to drink, but...
Good answer.
Can I say something?
Of course.
I'm looking for a blonde. Long hair, possibly.
Oh, love connection.
Yes, right. Exactly. So.
Well, if there's a blonde within the sound of our voice, stop on by.
She's pretty cute, 52. She has long hair. Mm-hmm.
And you shave your armpits?
I shave everywhere, but I'm well trimmed.
You asked.
I know.
Well, the blonde's on her way, hopefully.
Let's hope.
Well, nice meeting you, 52.
Nice meeting you.
She can barely keep her shirt tucked in, number 52.
She's
there.
Just having a grand old time.
Her shirt keeps untucking. And now here's our dyke for the day. This is Mike the Dyke. Mike is a guy who accompanied some of our lesbian friends, and they turned him into a dyke back there. Hello, Mike.
How are you?
I'm fine. My apologies, first off. Something happened out in the lobby. Mike was sitting in the lobby about an hour ago.
Right.
And some of our lesbians were walking through the lobby.
Okay.
And I walked by and I said, "Hi, how you doing?" And Terry, our receptionist, thought that I was talking to... our receptionist thought that I thought you were a girl.
Yeah.
And in actuality, I was talking to one of our lesbians who was a girl. It was a very embarrassing scene out in the lobby.
Yeah. Well, you are an honorary lesbian today, and you came down with some of your lesbian friends today. Is that right?
I did, number 41.
No, number 41. Now, are you straight or gay?
Straight.
Straight. All right, so you're not coming out today.
No.
Because you've been pretty turned on by this show today, eh?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's good, right. Man.
Without a doubt.
All right, Spicoli.
All right, get out of here, Dyke, for a day.
Thank you.
Get out of here. Those are just some of the gals.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to get more of them on in further breaks, but I see. Why is it when we do a lesbian show that the time seems to go by so quickly, Mike?
Because everybody's having such a good time.
Now, let's see. Are the girls back at the party? Oh, girls?
Have the dancers concluded their performance?
Just finished.
Wow. That's one. You know, those girls put on one heck of a show, Mike.
Bravo. That's right. They aim to please.
I got a shout out to that girl. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Me?
Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I love the show.
A buddy of Alice, one of the two dykes.
Yes, Alice is terrific.
Oh, Alice is great. I work with her, and she's a terrific gal. I love her a lot. Love those layback femmes. Gotta love them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big old scary butch. I heard somebody was looking for butches.
Yeah, there was a lipstick lesbian that was looking for a butch in here.
And she's cute.
And she's the lady, she has a TV show also, and she was looking for somebody really butch.
She's number 39.
Well, see, I think that your baby dykes there are all of the younger generation. I'm a Dicosaurus butch. We're an endangered species.
Dicosaurus butch.
I'm 44, so I'm probably twice the age of most of your gals there. But I really enjoy the show. I think I have laughed more during this show than any other that I've heard. And I just think you got a really great group of gals and a great sense of humor to put the show on.
Oh, we sure do. They're fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Beatrice Arthur, everybody.
There she goes.
Call of the big show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Bob Dole likes lesbians.
Oh, Bob Dole, you called today.
Bob Dole.
How does Pilar feel about lesbians?
Pilar likes lesbians to come to Florida.
And what about Guido?
Guido wants to break their kneecap.
Chairman, I hate Guido. Bye, Pilar.
I'll see you.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'll see you. I'll see you in hell. We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
And everybody tell, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need to toss Salad Man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No!
Perfect with a big hot bowl of cock soup. The Don is Mike Show.
Not much call for that today.
That's for sure.
Here we are. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Wacky Westwood One Entertainment. And thanks for listening in Greenville, South Carolina. On 100,000 watt, 98.1 FM, The Peak, WPEK, in Sioux City, Iowa. Magic 99 FM and in Barrie, Vermont, on the talk station, 1450 WSNO.
Would you identify yourself?
I'm a lesbian.
Well, listen, we spoke out of turn a moment ago, and we said that the show was over.
Mm-hmm.
The two-girl show.
Yeah, the two-girl show has been going on for the since it began. It is really? Still going on.
Almost an hour long now, and let's check in with our correspondent, Robert Spiewak.
Hi, guys. Fellas?
Yes. Yeah, we're here, Rob.
The show has just finished up.
Oh, they've
and
just...
And it is apparently it finished up with a bang, and I just helped. It was either Heather or Rebecca put their outfit back on. And it's a nice, calm feeling in the room right now.
Rob has a very uneasy sound to his voice, doesn't he?
I can't understand that.
And I understand that some of the guests at the party had spilled out into various locations, and there were not a whole bunch of our friends that were there when the show concluded, just a few of them?
I would guess about a dozen, but a very, very enjoyed Adahina, Hinina.
God.
All 12 of them seemed to really be
diehards
themselves.
They would be the diehard fans.
Thank you, yes.
And our thanks to Desires Entertainment. They are the official exotic dancers of the Don and Mike Show. Also to MVC Late Night Video and McCormick and Schmick's Seafood. And also to the, what's the one I'm forgetting, Rob? The
Paper Store.
Paper Store.
Paper Store for right of the party favors.
And the pizza was from Papa John's, and everybody will get a nice big plug at the end.
And I'm guessing that, Rob, you caught the tail end, the tail end of the show?
Just the very, very end. The first thing I heard when I came in is, would you look at this? Cake frosting all over my underwear. That's the first thing I heard.
Listen, we are running so incredibly late, and we have the dominatrix who drove all the way, or flew all the way, from Albuquerque to be with us.
That's right.
And there is somebody, Rob, isn't there somebody back there that wants to be dominated by her?
I think there's
her?
Somebody right outside the studio right now.
She's with the dominatrix, yes.
All right, here she comes.
All right, Rob, I'll check back with you.
All right.
See you guys later.
All right, bye now.
Oh, it's the dominatrix and the beer can crusher.
Oh, number nine.
All right, number nine. You've had a great time today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny the numbers that stick out in your head. I remember 9.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, remember 39.
You remember 39 very well.
I also want to say hi to 19.
Hey, 19.
Some of my favorite numbers. hold on.
But we didn't have a number 69 today.
Oh, my God.
You're naughty. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's go to Greenville, South Carolina. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hello, my friend.
Best show yet.
I've been listening since it started in Greenville. Best damn show yet.
Who doesn't love this show? Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. And the praise is coming in from all corners of the globe, Mike.
All right.
Austin, Texas. Hello.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hi. We're great, thank you.
Oh, man. I listen to y'all every single day. I drive for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a lesbian. My lover just got home. We got the radio turned up, and we're digging it.
You having a great time today?
Oh, man.
All right.
You enjoying some Ellen lesbian love?
Not yet. We're still listening to y'all, but maybe later.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks for enjoying the show.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Bye, dear.
Bye-bye. Dear. I love being called dear.
Bye-bye. Now, Nancy,
yes,
our wonderful dominatrix, who brought her a rawhide with her today.
Yes.
As it turns out, Nancy, I have not budgeted the time well. You know, we never got to the Ellen lookalike contest, and my apologies to the guys that were in the lobby for that.
Yes, well, they most of them were pretenders to the crowd. Anyway, they were just curiosity seekers.
We also never got to the game Know Your Mate,
mm-hmm.
and we also today never called ABC Television as I had planned, and nobody got to call their family and friends to tell them that they're out. So, Nancy, what we're going to ask is perhaps if you were going to be in town tonight anyway, if we could reschedule you for tomorrow and give you a segment on the show.
Yeah, Robbie already spoke with me about it. Thank you. Or maybe Monday, either one.
Oh, tomorrow would be fine.
Oh, that would be great.
And I love it when you call him Robbie.
By the way, Rebecca said she would be willing to participate in an on-air spanking right now if you were...
Oh, right now. Would
and
you like that number?
Rebecca.
Number?
Rebecca.
Oh, number.
Oh, Rebecca.
The dancer.
Rebecca the dancer wanted to participate in an on-air spanking.
Sure, she wants to be spanked. Bring her in.
And
sure.
Also, the panties that they removed by Mal.
Yes.
They're willing to sell the panties on air if you would like to do
that. No. That's okay.
No, we don't need to do that.
Oh, that's okay. Let me just take another congratulatory telephone call. Mike from all corners, this time from Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine. Ah, that's right, in the great state of Maine.
Awesome show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Who would have thought that Ellen would give us such a great show today?
This is
well,
fantastic.
It's you guys that are doing it.
No, it's Ellen and it's all of our wonderful lesbians.
God.
Thank you. Listen, I got to go.
Here comes naughty Becca.
Don't blame you.
Okay, bye-bye, Dave. Bye. Thank you for the call. Now, hi, girls. Hi. Now, what's going to happen? Is somebody going to be spanked there?
Now, did you request, Becca, did you request the spanking?
Oh, yeah.
She asked me if I'd like it, and I said, oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, Nancy, what kind of spanking is this going to be?
She wanted a certain part of her anatomy spanked, which I can't mention on the air, so we'll have to do the butt.
Okay.
And Robbie wouldn't participate.
She wanted her vinegar? You want to do a spanker your vinegar?
Oh,
my God. Oh, she's crackers.
Wow.
All right, well, why don't you go ahead and spank her?
Okay, it's happy birthday time.
Just give us a taste of what we'll get tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Well, you have to come over here if you want to say.
Oh, okay. All right, naughty Nancy.
Come on, you dominatrix.
Bend over for me, please, beautiful Rebecca.
And look at Buzz the Thinker over there. I'll tell you, but you're enjoying this, aren't you, Buzz? I'm sorry, Mike, what? All right, now, how many spankings is she going to get, Nancy?
When's your birthday? Oh, you're going to help.
All right.
Golly. Hold on, let me get another congratulatory telephone
call. Yes, sir.
From Anderson, South Carolina, where I imagine they've ever heard anything like this before in their lives. Hello?
Dynamite.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Hi. Anthony.
I just want to let you know that this show is the greatest show yet.
Well, you can thank Ellen for this.
Yes, sir. This
Ellen,
is all because of Ellen.
Ellen, the genitals?
Yes, that's her.
Boy, I tell you, South Carolina digging the show.
Okay, Nancy, now wait, you're massaging her butt. What are you doing?
Yeah, all right. I am massaging, and I thought maybe she could wiggle her little butt.
Oh, my.
I love that.
You
remember that, Rob? I tried to get you to do that on air, and you refused.
She really wants right. Rob. The dominatrix wants Rob.
Rob, there seems to be a little extra color in your cheeks, too.
Can't explain it.
All right, Nancy, go ahead and spank away. Let's hear some dominating.
How many spankings are we getting here, Nancy?
How old are you, Rebecca?
Let's say
20.
20 spankings.
20 spankings.
All right, we're all going to count along. There's one.
No, that's warming her up.
Oh, you're warming her up now, Mike.
Okay.
And you must say thank you after each one, Rebecca, if you don't mind.
Do I need to say thank you, mistress?
Yes.
This is just a taste of tomorrow when we're going to have Nancy the Dominatrix back with us.
Previews of coming attractions.
Thank you, mistress.
Oh, my. Close your eyes.
Let me get
it. Oh, my God. Here. Take another call, Don.
Heap some more praise on us, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Don White.
Yes, hi.
Great show. Thanks a lot, guys. I'm really enjoying this spanking, by the way.
What four corner of the world are you checking in from? Where are you calling from?
From Lynchburg, Virginia.
Lynchburg, Virginia.
And we do have teeth down here, and I like it very much.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
The spanking is getting very nasty here.
Spirited.
Oh, God.
Well, a round of applause for that.
A big group hug now and kisses all around.
Fantastic. From our,
My.
From our exotic dancers and from the... Well, you girls want to come in and check that out?
Sure.
We have some more of our girls that want to come.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God. You made her butt all red.
Oh, wow.
Fortunately, someone's kissing the butt now. Oh, golly.
It's pandemonium.
There's a lot of people that want to...
Oh, golly.
A lot of people...
Come on in.
Oh, wow.
Or do they want to be next for the...
Does anybody else want to be spanked? Let me do a commercial, then.
Okay.
Let me do a commercial, and we will come back and...
Spankathon.
Yes, we'll get some spanks in here. Okay?
Oh, a good song for spanking, like the Madonna song.
Spanks for the memories. Okay.
Spank me.
Okay. Yes, we'll find that one. Hold on, Nancy, and anyone else that wants to be a spank, and we'll be right back. Thanks again to Ellen for this great show. I kind of forgot that Ellen's coming out tonight. Who cares?
I forgot, too.
We will be right back.
Don and Mike.
Can I talk to you? Sure, I'll try anything once.
Hey.
Well, never mind.
Well, what am I missing here?
Oh, it's no big deal. We'll talk about it later.
If you can talk about it with your mother, you can talk about it with me.
Okay. I need more tampons.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. That's just for you there, number 30. Well, we're back with the Ellen is Coming Out show.
Boy, it has been a fantastic show.
Now, we've got some of our group back here in the studio with us. Others are still enjoying the party. Hello, party?
Party.
Oh, there they are.
Party, how's it going back there? Are things winding down back there?
Well, we're learning to do a little stitch witchery, knit one, purl two, sewing circle.
All right.
I'm sure laugh at the lesbians who like to sew.
Stand by, ladies. We're going to have a big group makeout at the end of today's show.
Yes, to celebrate our fabulous Night of 100 Lesbians.
Well, let me get another congratulatory telephone call, Mike. From all corners of the globe.
I love those.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Radio God.
Hi.
Calling from just down the road, Tyson's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll let you guys know, I don't even know if I'm going to watch Ellen now. You've made it irrelevant. What's the point?
Thank you.
That's a great compliment.
You are the media event as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks much, Lee.
That's great. I just feel bad for those that aren't local or don't pick up your show.
Mm-hmm. As do I. I wish everyone could enjoy the show today.
All corners of the globe, people calling to congratulate us. I love it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ah, congratulations. One of the finer shows of the year.
Well, there it is, Mike. Another call. And where are you from?
I'm calling from Monterey. I'm not one to upset the boat. I'm about ready to shave my legs.
Hey,
you're going to shave your legs.
You know, because of this show, people are motivated to do all sorts of things today.
Well, go crazy. Have a good time.
I've never done anything like this, but I figured, hey, one of the better shows. Gotta do it.
Sure. Go shave yourself.
You know, and just centering around the whole theme of the show today, which is basically, hey, everybody, lighten up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, you radio gods, all hail to Ellen for providing inspiration for this show.
Thank you, Cletus.
And I myself am a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Goodbye now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Hi.
Guys, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
All right. Well, this is my congratulatory phone call for you. And this is somebody that went to school in Greenville but is now up here in Washington.
Uh-huh.
And for all the yokels in Greenville, I bet you never thought you'd ever hear anything like what you heard today.
It's great to be on in Greenville. It really is.
Thank you. Now, we have to get another spank in here.
Okay.
Our dominatrix, Nancy, will be back with us tomorrow.
Good.
And she's going to spank one of our lipstick lesbians, number 30.
Now, Nancy, how many spankings will number 30 be receiving?
I guess 30.
30. Now, listen, who am I to say, but shouldn't she pull that dress up, maybe?
All right. Here we go.
Number 30.
Put her little butt out.
Okay. Yes, put her little butt out.
Now, the last spanking, the butt was very red.
Number 30, incidentally, is the gal who's wearing the dreamy crushed velvet dress.
That's right. That's right. The lipstick lesbian.
Mike.
Right. What do we have? We have a tattoo?
Oh.
Wait, I can't see the tattoo. Oh my God! Look at that.
What
tattoo.
Is it? Let me see.
It's huge. It's a. Is that
oh,
a rose?
Jesus.
Is that an orchid or a rose?
What are you, a biker chick?
Yeah, it's a lily.
I thought you were a, I thought you were a lipstick lesbian. You got a huge, big thing on your butt. All right, well, go ahead. Go ahead, let's spank her.
All right.
Where's your license?
Oh, dear.
Oh, golly.
Oh, my.
It's a man-eating plant.
My, oh, my.
All right.
We got to do this before the commercials, Nancy.
Okay, here we go, Nancy.
Give her
come
one
on,
for.
Nancy.
And Nancy will be back, as I mentioned, tomorrow.
And Heather is helping you.
Dominating more right. people.
Heather now, is helping.
Will you dominate men as well as women tomorrow, Nancy?
Oh, yes, yes. You know I prefer, well, you know, Robbie, I mean...
Robbie. Robbie, you're going to have to think about that when you go home tonight.
She really wants to dominate you, Robbie.
All right, there. The spanking has begun.
No, not officially.
Not officially. All right. Are we going to have a count-along or anything like that? Oh, the hair pull.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Put the microphone by number 30's mouth, will you, Mike?
Okay.
I'd like to hear what's
okay, Bob.
Well, you're close. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask you to do something.
Oh, no, I was saying, okay.
30 is his bat, by the way.
I didn't mean that.
Mm.
Ooh.
Good.
Oh, what's she doing to you, number 30?
All right, this is rapid fire.
You like all these people?
We've already gone past. We've gone past 30,
ma'am.
I'll tell you
yes, ma'am.
Oh, golly. Golly, number 30.
Mm.
Oh.
That was thank you.
Thank you, number 30.
Thank you, ma'am.
Miss Heather.
Thank you, Miss Heather.
Oh, they're doing that. Thank you, sir. Can I have another thing? I love that.
Mm.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, mistress.
Mistress.
I'm joining in now.
Too. I want to give her a few minutes.
Rapid fire?
Give her a real big one here, Nancy. Hey, Nancy, give her a...
Well,
give her just a...
Well, are you keeping track?
Yes, thank you.
Give her a huge one. Oh. Oh, golly.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Number 30, how are you doing so far?
Good.
Good? Okay.
Good.
All right. Okay.
Good, sir. Good, sir.
Good, sir.
Very good, sir.
Yeah, all right.
All right, give her, listen, give her one big one here, because we've got to do another... Ow! Ow!
Mm.
Oh. Oh, all right, okay.
Wow.
Oh.
All right.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, golly. Okay.
Thank you. Mistress?
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, thank you. Oh, look, I got a break. Pull your pants back up. I got to do a break here. Pull your panties back up. Number 30, wow. You're crazy, number 30.
Bravo!
Wow.
Bravo, Nancy with her second spanking.
And then she gets a nice big hug after she spanks that girl's bottom.
And that hairdo you have, Nancy, I swear to God.
All right. Wow. Nancy, our dominatrix, will see you tomorrow,
yes,
okay?
Sir.
And
may I give a number one more time?
Of course.
202-331-4433. 202-331-4433 for information on... S&M.
S&M.
Boom. Thank
okay.
you.
We will see you tomorrow. Now,
and may I add my gratitude once again
okay.
for everything.
You're very welcome.
Thank
Nancy.
You, Nancy.
Thank
okay.
you, my
friend. All right.
Bye-bye. There goes Nancy, the dominatrix.
Thank you.
When we come back from this commercial break, we'll say goodbye to all of our lesbians and the Night of 100 Lesbians. We came very close, Mike. 74 total number of lesbians to our doors today.
74 lesbians.
Almost made it to 100. We'll come back and have a big group makeout session.
Wow.
That'll be next. Thank you, Ellen. More show coming right up.
They found out I was gay. Maybe they wouldn't applaud. Maybe they wouldn't laugh. Maybe they wouldn't like me if they knew that I was gay.
The only radio show with over 1 million candle power, Don and Mike.
Well, it's time to bid adieu to the night of 70-some lesbians.
Wow.
And it's been a great one. My thanks to Ellen DeGenitals for coming out first. And I want to give a special shout-out. Come here, Scout and Alice.
Scout and Alice, you guys have been fantastic.
I sincerely applaud the two of you.
You were the hostesses with the mostesses.
Scout and Alice, thank you. These are the gals with the license plate problem, and I will give your number out again. The number, if you want to help, it's area code 804-367-1341 to voice your support for the two dice license plates.
Yeah.
There you go.
And gals, please keep us informed, keep us abreast, if you will, about what happens.
And thanks for this odd carnival-like afternoon we've had out here.
I couldn't describe it.
Northern Virginia.
I couldn't describe it better myself. It was carnival-like, but it was kind of fun, wasn't it?
It was the wackiest day we've spent in Fairfax. A little surreal here.
You're good sports. Thank you, Alice, and thank you, Scout. They're great. Now, we're going to get everybody. Rob, load them all up in here.
That's right. Let's get all our, not all 75 or 75. still here, but we've got most of them here.
Some of them had left. We want to make sure we thank all of our sponsors, including MVC Video.
All right.
MVC Late Night Video, your adult video headquarters, 703-331-3843. They provided all the prizes today.
And all right.
They're a great sponsor of the show. Rob, pack them in. Get them all in here.
Nervous waiter, hot coffee. Let's go. Here we go.
Come on in, everybody. Is this it? Boy, did a lot of people cut out early?
I think after the show was concluded, a lot of people split.
Well, we want to thank everybody, and if we could now have a big group makeout, please.
Go for it, ladies.
Makeout.
Yeah. Makeout.
All right, everybody, now we've got two here.
Grab somebody
and make out.
There we
go. All right, now some making out going on here.
No, come on, really make out there, Seven.
Okay.
Now, look, here you go. 17's going at it, Mike. Yeah,
number 9 is going at it with number 10.
Number 9 and
number
10.
All right.
Like a tonsillectomy over there.
They're okay. Together, they're
now, 38, do you need someone to make out with?
Oh, the giggle, the nervous giggles. Nervous giggles.
There you go.
17, would you kiss 38? Please. Please give her a kiss.
Just a tiny little peck.
All right, there.
Oh, that was a tender moment.
That was more than a friendship kiss.
Meanwhile, our dancers over here, Heather and Rebecca, are just enjoying each other's company.
How you doing, Heather and Rebecca?
Wonderful.
Another great show today.
They've had a fantastic time.
I hear they're nominated for a Tony Award after that show today. Well, listen, everybody who's here, 9 and 10 and 38 and 41, you know, it's like playing concentration because I remember the numbers without the without the tags.
Yeah, and whoever did the job writing the numbers, they're all very visible, very good today. Where do you go, Donna?
And 16 and 7 and what are you, 9?
5.
5?
5.
5 and Alice and Scout. Thank you all.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah, now get out of here.
All right, get out of here.
Now, come on, get out of here.
See you next year. Show's over.
Show's over. Get out of here. Go watch Ellen. And Nancy, our dominatrix, see you tomorrow when we're going to let you spank Rob A.
There you go. And I think it was number 38 still carrying that toy.
Bye
there
now.
You go. Bye-bye. You going to wave that? There you go. Okay. Bye-bye.
What happened to 39?
39. I don't know where 39 went.
This could be my new lucky number. I am playing that in the lottery tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Love to.
You want
to
get... Yep. No, you can't talk. That's not a nice way to end the show today.
That's right. Not nice at all.
For goodness sake, you big pouty mouth.
Some people simply getting too excited about the big show.
Let's say call 100 right now, and on the network, we'll say, see you tomorrow. And for everybody who's left, here, call 100 right now.
All right.
At 1-800-636-1067. We'll take call 100 to give you some stuff. The Century Caller, we'll be right back.
The Donald Miller Show.